Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Tonight you're mine completely.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my websites, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And ageofthecustomer.com. The second one is the one for my book, where you can find out more about how about what I mean when I talk about the age of the customer and how to prepare for the moment of relevance. And you can find out how to buy the book there too if you want. Having a great visit with a new friend, Leif Simon. Leif is an American who's been living abroad now for more than two decades, and not only living abroad but investing abroad. And that's what I want to talk to you about this segment. Leif, by the way, folks, is the co-founder of Live and Invest Overseas, the founder of Global Property Investors Market Watch, and also the editor of the Simon Letter. Leif, welcome back. Thanks again for staying with me. And you, if you want to give a website to the audience, I'd be glad for you to do that now.
It's very simple. It's liveandinvestoverseas.com.
All right, pretty intuitive, folks. So type all that in and check it out. All right, so I know that you started out with an investment in the States, a real estate investment in the States, which you operated for a couple of 3 years and turned into a nice investment. And then what led you to go to take that money and go overseas?
Well, I'd always been interested in living and working overseas. And before Chicago, I'd lived overseas working for a company. And so I sold that building, met my wife, who's my co-founder for Live and Invest Overseas, mm-hmm. and we moved to Ireland. And she was working for a publishing company, and I was helping her with various things. And one of those things was editorial, and I was interested in real estate. So that led me to my first investment in Spain, doing a research trip along the coast there.
That sounds like some good karma there, doesn't it, the way that came together. So, So then you started investing there, but then you've had real estate holdings around the world, haven't you?
Yeah, at this point, I think I've invested in 21 different countries in real estate, and I have to keep a spreadsheet to keep track. But I think I have about property in about 12 countries at the moment.
And you know, investing overseas is one thing, because you've got exchanges, you know, if you want to invest in equities or whatever, you got exchanges that can help you do all that. Anybody can sit in, you can sit in Dimebox, Texas and invest around the world, right, with a click of your mouse. But real estate,
right,
having direct ownership of real estate holdings or being part of directly owning real estate holdings, that's a whole other ballgame, isn't it?
It is. To do it right, you really need to get your boots on the ground, as they say, and do your due diligence. That's one thing I do in the Global Property Market Watch that for the readers is to find opportunities on the ground.
Right.
But I still always recommend, even if you're finding something through marketing or a promotion or whatever, go visit the property and see what it is to make sure it makes sense.
Well, you know, most people in America don't understand income-producing property in their next door to them, let alone someplace in Aruba or Afghanistan. So that's really not the kind of thing most people are going to want to do. But for someone who maybe is a little more adventurous and willing to get into the local, you know, there's got to be a lot of local laws and customs that you have to pay attention to. I mean, America is more unique to the rest of the world than the world is unique to America. Would you agree with that?
Correct. I mean, buying property in the U.S. is almost as easy as looking up a stock on Schwab.
Right.
In the rest of the world, you know, there's no multiple listing services in most places.
Mm-hmm.
You really need an attorney to help you with your transaction in most countries, where you would almost never use an attorney in the U.S.
Right.
And
a local agent of some kind, probably. So, where would you recommend, if someone was saying, "I want to be like Leif. He's my hero. I want to follow his footsteps." What would you tell him to start?
Well, Panama is a good place to start, partially because it's a vibrant market. Also, there are a lot of English speaking support, attorneys,
right,
real estate
right.
agents, and other on the ground in Panama City. and the market is ready for another upturn. In fact, there's a strong rental market, and so that would be a place for a beginner to ease in. Plus, you can also get financing in Panama as a foreigner.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's not true for most of Latin America. So Panama is kind of a good stepping stone.
Well, and Panama is, I mean, unlike some countries down there, you know, they're a month away from being nationalized, right? Some of those, like Venezuela, right? Somewhere like that. What about after that? What would be the second option?
Well, right now we'd like Medellin, Colombia, and when we say that to people who haven't been reading us for a while, they kind of freak out. But Medellin is a beautiful city. It's a growing middle class, and the prices on a global scale are absolutely low. So you're getting a good deal on a global basis, and appreciation has been in the 10% range the last couple of years, but we see that going for a few more years.
But don't you also need to be prepared to go back and forth? I mean, you can't just buy it and walk off and leave it, right, and just say that you own it. And I mean, don't you need to be prepared to visit the property periodically?
If you're talking about a finished, if you're talking about something besides land, correct?
Yeah.
So you need to find, if you're going to do a rental, the key, as in the U.S., is a good rental manager and property manager. And that's one thing we try and find when we first arrive to a country.
Hey, Leif, I've got to wrap it up, but you've got a lot more teachers. Will you come back another day and talk about some more about this?
I'd be happy to, Jim.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Leif Simon, ladies and gentlemen. Give us that website again quickly, Leif.
It's liveandinvestoverseas.com.
All right. So Leif Simon will be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.